Many Arkansas cities have regulations in place aimed at protecting the health of the landscape and natural beauty within their city's limits. But as Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reports, officials with one local city feel that a new bill in the Arkansas General Assembly threatens the implementation of those regulations.
Senate Bill 367 isn't a new bill. District 2 Senator Jim Hendren introduced the bill this legislative session, but the Republican from Gravette admits that the bill harkens back to the legislature of at least 17 years ago when he was a member of the state's House of Representatives.
And it was filed then for the same reason it was filed today, which is that sometimes government agencies are a little bit overzealous in their regulations and don't give enough thought to the impact that those regulations might have on the value of private property and the landowners who own that property. So it's really just an attempt to achieve some balance between our necessity to regulate and to zone and to do the things that we all support, but also not to run roughshod over private property owners and ask them to bear the cost entirely for things that we need for public good.
Senator Hendren says that the way the legislation would work is like this. Imagine that you're a landowner and a city, county, or other government agency passes a regulation or zoning that directly impacts your property, and a court ruling finds that the regulation or zoning decreases your property value by at least 10%. Then that governing body that passed the regulation or zoning is liable for that impact on property value and must either pay the landowner for the difference in land value or else repeal the regulation. Senator Hendren says that the bill wouldn't apply retroactively or prohibit cities from implementing development regulations as they always have.
Every regulation that you have on the books, it has no impact on. And the implementation of those regulations, it has no impact on. But what it does say is moving forward, if I'm sitting here under one set of rules and then you determine that you're going to change those rules and those rules have a negative impact on my property values, but you can't just impose that on me and not compensate me for that. Again, that's what the Supreme Court has ruled. That's what both the U.S. and the state constitution say. So it's number one is it's not going to prohibit them from doing anything. The only thing it's going to do is say if you do something, you can do whatever you've been doing. But if you do it and the jury agrees that it has damaged somebody's property, then you have to pay them for it.
While he thinks that the proposed law is a balanced approach to ensuring landowners are fairly compensated for regulations upon their land, not everyone is as optimistic about Senator Hendren's bill. The Arkansas Municipal League acts as official representative for the cities and towns of Arkansas before the state and federal governments. In an email regarding this story, League Counsel David Schoen says that the League, in fact, opposes the bill. But the opposition doesn't stop there, as the city of Fayetteville itself has stated opposition to this legislation. Kit Williams is Fayetteville's city attorney.
It wouldn't apply to existing zoning when you talk about uses of property, but it would apply in every case, the way it's written now, if you apply development regulations to, in fact, every time the property is developed. And that's what the law says. It says, when is this bill going to affect? When the regulations are applied to the land. That doesn't happen until somebody has a piece of property that they want to develop. That's when the regulations would be applied to the land. Therefore, the bill would apply at that point in time.
Indeed, on page 4, the bill states that its statute of limitations for landowners begins either upon a development regulations approval or when, quote, a program is implemented with respect to an owner's or user's property when actually applied to that property, end quote. The city of Fayetteville has a list of development regulations that, among other things, requires developers to build streets and adequate drainage, to provide utility easements, and to dedicate a certain amount of parkland based upon the total land developed. All of these regulations require land developers to essentially forfeit a portion of their land in the name of the greater good. In his interpretation, Williams says that under the proposed legislation, if a landowner challenged any of these regulations in court, a jury could very likely find that a developer has surrendered more than 10% of his or her property value because of the regulations required of all developments in the city. Williams says that if this bill is enacted, his advice as city attorney to the city council would sound something like this.
Really, we're probably in danger anytime we apply any of our developmental regulations. which would be pretty much catastrophic. That means we couldn't require streets to be built. We couldn't require drainage to be in place. We couldn't protect trees. We couldn't protect green space. We couldn't require any green space to be set aside in commercial developments as we have for decades. So basically, my advice would have to be we cannot safely apply any of our developmental regulations. And we would have a very ugly city if that had been, in fact, the case over the years.
As stated earlier in this story, Senator Hendren's bill is not new. It is based upon a failed bill from nearly two decades ago. Back then, City Attorney Williams was Alderman Williams on Fayetteville's City Council.
And I drafted a resolution against this very act that was being proposed back then. And it passed unanimously in 1995 to oppose this particular bill because of all the problems, the litigation, the liability costs, the lack of abilities to enforce any of their regulations, caused enough of an uproar that it never made it out of committee.
But this is a different time and a different legislature. Though the Fayetteville City Council unanimously approved a resolution opposing the bill at its meeting earlier this week, it may be a case of too little too late. Yesterday, the bill moved one step closer to law as it survived a nearly party-line split vote of the Senate. 17 Republican senators and Democratic Senator Stephanie Flowers of Pine Bluff voted for the bill, while 11 Democrats and Republican Senators Jake Files of Fort Smith and Bill Sample of Hot Springs voted against the bill. Two senators of each party didn't vote on the issue. Having survived the Senate vote, the bill has been referred to the House Judiciary Committee, but as of this morning, it has not been placed on the committee's upcoming agenda. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.